Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We love James Palmer. He does a great job. He's an NFL insider. Mm-hmm. And James, it's good to have you back on the show, man. I'm curious to know or think what you want to know what you think about where the Falcons are going to go. There are a lot of scenarios that are playing out for a lot of folks right now, whether it's edge or corner. We've gone back and forth on a lot of different positions. What do you think they will do, and what do you think will happen?
Man, I mean, a lot's going to happen before them, so that's going to determine a little bit of it, and I think that's going to be where we kind of start this, right? I mean, if four quarterbacks go before them, which some people are assuming we almost guaranteed three, how does that move every other possibility within the draft? I think there's a chance that this draft, and maybe Harbaugh's been playing it this way the whole time, guys. Hey, my boy, J.J. McCarthy is the greatest player to walk the face of the earth. Oh, yeah, by the way, that allows me to start the draft at number five if somebody trades up to Arizona at four. And now I have my pick of whoever I'd like to start this this voyage here with the Chargers. But that's the way this could fall, honestly. So I'm nervous for Atlanta, honestly, because you mentioned edge, you mentioned, you know, corner. There's a lot of teams that I've talked to that are like, we don't have a defensive player in our top 10 on our board, and I don't know if there's a defensive player in this draft worthy of a top 10 pick. If Atlanta's one of those teams, do you reach for one of those positions because they're of need? And I think everybody on the planet has somehow mocked Dallas Turner to the Falcons.
Right.
What if they don't like Dallas Turner? And that, I think, lies the conundrum of sitting there at eight. But they've been fascinating because they've called about going up, which, why would you go up if defense is your need?
Right.
Quarterback? That's fascinating. I mean, I wouldn't rule them out of the group of teams that are looking at these quarterbacks quite a bit. And I think that's trying to say we'd like to have our quarterback of the present and a quarterback of the future in line, if that's their thinking.
And that's the thing, as James Palmer joins us, we'd love to trade down. And I know Carl's been banging the drum, and my compadre is getting some traction with Latu. Latu Latu is certainly getting a lot of love late. James, the thing is, if it's J.J. McCarthy who does go to either the Cardinals or the Vikings, if they move, whoever moves up, the Vikings move up to take the Chargers or Cardinals, I should say, does somebody try to come up to get Penix, or is Penix just going to get selected in the bottom half of the first?
I don't know about bottom half. I don't know if he gets past 13.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of people are linking the Raiders to him. And, you know, obviously Atlanta's a team that went up there and had him work out. They went up to Seattle and watched him work out.
But is that a fugazi to get leverage? Is that just simply to get people like the Raiders to call?
I think that could play. I mean, it doesn't hurt you. It could do both of those things at the same time, right? If you've called teams about possibly moving up, which I find fascinating that Atlanta has done that. And that's usually only for a quarterback. Well, and then you look at a quarterback, that's a pretty elaborate ruse. I mean, kudos to everybody in Atlanta that's all they're putting together if they're not also looking at quarterbacks. But you're right. You could put other teams in the position to think you could take Penix at 8. I think they're going to have the possibility of taking him at 8. I don't think he falls into the back end of the first half of the draft, like you mentioned. I just think there's something happens in every draft where, like, there's a player that's not really talked about a ton in, like, the 2 weeks before we get to this week. And that was kind of Penix. And I feel like that's because teams are like, I hope he drops to us. Like, we really like him. And it's been the opposite with J.J. McCarthy, in all honesty. And I think quietly there's some teams that really, really like Penix. I don't know if they like him at 8. That's always the conversation we're having, right, guys, is how you like him, but do you like him at that valued spot?
Yeah.
That's going to be the case. I think Atlanta would be in a great position if they could trade back out of 8, and then they feel much more comfortable, I would think, taking one of these edge guys when you're taking them in maybe the high teens as opposed to taking them at 8 when you're looking at your board.
Yeah, that's been my argument the entire time, James, is Dallas Turner, for all that he is athletically, it's where you're picking him. And I've said he may be really good, but not at 8. I didn't want to pick him there. And if you're talking about a guy that just gets pure pressure off the edge, that's Latu. He's the best edge rusher as far as pass rusher in this draft. So it is going to be an interesting scenario for the Falcons. Let me ask you about these wide receivers, because that's the other thing that's at play here for us. The way this plays out, as you said, 3-4 quarterbacks go. Before we even pick, that means one of these top three wide receivers is going to be there for the Falcons.
Yeah. I mean, you would think if four quarterbacks go, I don't think the Giants are taking quarterback at 6. If they stay there, they're one of the teams looking to move up. Them and Minnesota have been kind of the ones, you know, sniffing around at 4 quite a bit. And so I don't think they're taking at 6 the fifth quarterback option. Just doesn't seem like that would probably be Penix, and it doesn't seem like that fits Daboll and Joe Shane. So, like, would they go receiver, right? So that would maybe be
2.
The first, or probably the first receiver off the board, because a lot of people, for some reason, even though they shipped both the receivers out of town, that Harbaugh would go offensive line. And that's maybe Joe Alt. You've heard some J.C. Latham talk, actually. Those two. So essentially, you're right. It would be like you don't see Tennessee at 7 picking a receiver, right? Deal they just did for Calvin Ridley. So you would have potentially one receiver off the board with the Giants, if all of these trades end up happening, which just for you guys, I think the Arizona is just going to take Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
I think they're going to listen to all this. They already have 11 picks. I think you take the surefire bet. So anyway, in this scenario we're breaking down, though, there's only one receiver off the board. Atlanta would be sitting there, and I know they are high on neighbors.
Right.
What if the Giants are like, we've had an LSU wide receiver that is before had some discussions about issues with coaches.
Yeah.
We don't want to go down that road again. What if neighbors is sitting there for them? It's like, oh boy, he's pretty high on our board. But are we taking a skill position guy in the top 10 for the fourth year in a row? I don't know. I mean, that's why they're in a really, they're in an odd predicament at 8, honestly, for where the way they're built, and they're built pretty well.
Yeah, we're looking to be the East Coast version of the Rams, but as James Palmer joins us, that's the thing. It's just, that when the GM has said, he's always gone best athlete available, although.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Penei Sewell was probably the best, I mean, all in hindsight, or, well, you know, Micah Parsons, easy to say now in hindsight from the 2021 draft. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, then you get into this whole, he did give us a soundbite where he said, you know, but I'm not afraid to, you know, learn new things and evolve and stuff, which gets me to my next question. Do GMs and personnel people really buy into all the nonsense that gets spewed the 72 hours before the draft?
By us, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, all these stories. You know how it is. Somebody leaks something to somebody in the media, and then it gets... But, I mean, it's a message to another specific team, it seems like, and they actually buy some of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the teams that are honest with themselves, I think, usually bode the best within the draft process, which means your board was set probably a few days ago. You've now just, over the last several days, gone over pretty much every single scenario you're thinking can happen in front of you, so you're prepared the way it falls, and then every team always goes, I didn't think it would fall this way, so some other way it happens. Mm-hmm. But also, you've made your calls, and you know what it takes to go up, you know what it takes to go down. If you stay true to all of that and you don't listen to the last minute stuff, I mean, I've talked to enough coaches and GMs over the last week or so that are just like, go back to the tape, like, don't be fooled by this last portion of the puzzle. It's a piece of the puzzle, but go back to how they played. And that's where you should steer yourself best. And that's the teams that are usually, like, I always look at the Ravens. Every time they make a pick, everybody goes, the Ravens. And it's so good every time, it seems like. Because they usually stay true to a lot of those things. And the teams that talk themselves out of things and reach for things, that's when they find themselves in a difficult spot. And I don't know if they listen to anything right now, other than calls from other GMs. That's mainly what you're doing now.
Yeah, it's a great point. This is going to be really intriguing to see, especially Thursday night. You know, the Broncos make that trade, and they go get Zach Wilson for little of nothing, right? It's a seventh or sixth round swap. And I keep thinking, okay, they still are in the quarterback market, right? I mean, they got to do something here too, don't they?
Yeah, getting Zach Wilson does not take you out of a quarterback need heading into Thursday night. They are still right there in quarterback alley that everybody's talking about with, you know, Minnesota at 11, them at 12, and the Raiders at 13. I think what makes Denver so interesting is I don't think with the rebuild they're in, and I'm not alone, people in our league think this, they've probably made the calls to move up, and we're like, that might be a little richer. We want to be aggressive, but that might be too rich for what we can do. Mm-hmm. Let's get an added insurance policy. This thing with Zach Wilson has been, you know, kind of down the road for a month maybe with the Jets and the Broncos just to see, and it's interesting that it happens a few days before the draft. Maybe added insurance, you can't move up. They're one of the teams that's been linked to, like, Bo Nix, but do you pick Bo Nix at 12?
No.
I don't know about that, but the problem is Denver doesn't have a second-round pick.
Right.
So that puts them in an interesting spot. I know they've made calls to move up, and like I mentioned, but they've also made calls to move back. Do you feel more comfortable picking Bo Nix in, like, the teens? But then you need somebody that wants to come up to 12, and if some of these quarterbacks are gone, who wants to put you in a difficult spot? And I'd be a little nervous of Sean McVay with a first-round pick in, I don't know, for the first time ever with the Rams at 19 and him picking Bo Nix. Honestly, that could be a wild thought. But those are two teams that have kind of linked to him. Denver's in a really interesting place. I wouldn't be surprised if they just went and, like, Brock Bowers is available at 12. Right. You know what, guys? This is going to help whatever quarterback we get. This guy, and if we – he's also, like Penix, one of the most interesting guys in the draft, because if your offensive coordinator is not creative enough to use him, it's almost like a waste of a pick. Like, people keep linking him to the Jets, but it's like, have you ever seen Nathaniel Hackett, like, kind of go outside the box of that position? No, I've seen Sean Payton, though. I've definitely seen Sean Payton use that position really, really well. And this is a guy that is does not come along very often in a lot of people's minds. Maybe that's the pick.
You look at that that Broncos quarterback room. It's like, bleh! Meanwhile, just unrelated.
I think it's the worst in the league, but I could eliminate the word thing.
By the way, Stetson Bennett is back with the Rams, whatever that was. Some folks, some mental health, or getting his head right or whatever that was. He's apparently back with the Rams. James, real quick before we cut you loose. When we're talking about the show on Friday, we'll be up at Falcons headquarters talking to our new player. The Falcons, Carl and I are talking to whom?
You know what? They might not. It's so funny. Like, am I going to go back to the name that everybody says, like Dallas Turner?
Don't do it.
No corner is worthy of that pick, and I don't want to do it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say they're talking to a quarterback, which is insane. But
that's crazy talk.
Wait. Say that again.
I think you're going to be talking to a quarterback.
Because I said this yesterday, and people said I'm nuts.
You're freaking nuts.
They said I'm crazy.
And so's James now.
Well, I am nuts, but it is. It would be really fun for you guys.
It would be. It would be great.
If you don't want to reach, I'm really nervous for a team in the top 10 to go. I want to take this defensive player. That's just hard for me, just with the intel that I've gotten.
If you can't trade down, right?
Oh, if you can't, yeah. I hope they can trade down. I think that would be great. What, they got 8 picks, I think.
Yes. Yep.
And the corners. I think if you're a team looking for a corner in the second half of the first round, you're in a really good spot because all these receivers, tackles. Go tackle. How about that? I'm going to change it to tackle.
And I'm fine
never
with that.
You can be terrible at the tackles. I think that would be a really good pick.
I'm fine with that. James, man, great stuff. As always, NFL Insider, we look forward to our visits with you and appreciate it, man. Enjoy the draft, my friend.
Appreciate it, guys. Good chatting with you again.
Cool. Yeah, good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.